Now we have our second feature. Martin Newell is a 1970s and 80s singer and songwriter who has a regular weekly column, and he's been quite amusing about his recent contact with the doctor's surgery. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.
After suffering what I call a low-level lurgy since early January, I was still feeling a bit rubbish last week. So I rang the doctor's surgery late on Wednesday afternoon. Amazingly, I was number one in the phone queue. The receptionist advised me to try their Anima computer booking system. "How's it working these days?" I inquired, and she told me it was working well. "Unfortunately, it was closed now," she added, "but it would be working in the morning." So the next day I logged in. Luckily, I'd registered with Anima many months earlier. Upon my checking in, the system seemed to agree that I existed, but they now wanted me to upload a photo of my passport as well as a current face recognition snap from my laptop. Since I'm accustomed to jumping through such hoops for certain foreign tax systems, I was able to accomplish these tasks fairly quickly. Next, I was subjected to an online questionnaire. It took about 15 minutes. I was then offered a Friday GP appointment. Upon my arrival at the surgery, I first checked in with the touchscreen ID machine, which was sort of working, but not quite. In technical terms, the machine's contacts possessed only partial tactility. After finally recognising me, it then refused to agree that I had an appointment. I approached the receptionist, who was helpful but puzzled. She rummaged around and found my appointment. It was booked for mid-March. "Not today, then." The doctor, whom I'd been booked to see, wasn't on duty anyway. "OK," I said, "I give up. I didn't want to come here anyway. It's just that people were nagging me that perhaps I should. I'll stop clocking up your waiting room." I need to emphasise here that I wasn't angry or difficult with this very reasonable lady. Besides, I'd now attracted the attention of four other doleful-looking victims. Oh, sorry, I mean patients seated in the waiting room. I said, "Look, I'm 73 years old and still in full-time employment, so I'm due back on planet Earth soon. But thanks for trying. I'll be sure to get someone to notify you if I should find myself dying." I delivered this last statement with a winning smile before marching briskly out. The fact is that I haven't actually seen a GP for about 7 years. My own GP retired some time ago, so I learned. Since then, I visited the surgery only occasionally to be seen by matrons or nurse practitioners for routine blood tests. Incidentally, whenever there's been a prescription mix-up, I've discovered that it's best to leave an old-fashioned typed letter in their prescriptions box. It rectifies matters far more efficiently than making phone calls or using online systems. As for my current ailment, it's possibly just a post-viral malaise. A month later, though, whenever I overdo it, I still get a low-level headache, shortness of breath, and the kind of green kryptonite energy sap that I really dislike, but I'm certainly not taking it to A&E. 2 years ago, I went on tour for 2 months, returning with a small hernia, a cloudiness in my only working eye, and a painful knee problem. My first thought was probably not wise to present the medical centre with this lot. Instead, I went to a private one, threw some tour profits at them, and we got everything sorted out pronto. There'd been some prodding about, a few questions, some laser work on the eye, a knee brace, and some exercises. It totaled £400. The thing is that I was quickly seen by someone and reassured it was a bargain. Health-wise, at 73, I don't really feel that anyone's looking after me anymore. But I concluded long ago that it was up to me alone to take care of myself, to do my brisk daily walks, to cycle whenever and wherever I can, to organise a good diet and to get enough sleep. In middle age, I gave up smoking and cut back severely on my drinking. I'm currently not drinking any alcohol at all. I believe that it's because of these actions that I don't suffer the ailments of so many men of my age. And this is all good.
Thank you, Sarah.